Okay, today Rav Hashem, we're going to learn Perek Tes Mishnah Vav as well as Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph in Maseches Yevamos. So Perek Tes Mishnah Vav discusses a similar but kind of the opposite case to what we had in Mishnah Hey. Meaning we spoke about a case where a woman was married to a Kohen, then a Levi, then a Yisrael. So now we talk about Bas Kohen Shenisis Yisrael. If a Bas Kohen was married to a Yisrael, so a Yisrael, the Bas Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, but when she's married to Yisrael, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. So Lo Tochal the Truma, she can't eat Truma because she's married to a Yisrael. Meis v'lahim in a ben, if the Yisrael dies and she has a son from that Yisrael, so that son still binds her to that marriage, and therefore lo tochal b'truma, she's not allowed to eat truma still because her son is still there. Niseis Levi, if she then gets married to a Levi, tochal b'meiser, so now she's no longer bound to her first marriage, so now she's allowed to eat meiser with her new husband who is a Levi. Meis v'lahim. If that Levi dies and she has a son from him, tochel b'meiser, she can keep on eating meiser because she's still connected to that marriage. Niseis l'kohen, if she then goes and marries a kohen, tochel b'truma. Now she's going to be allowed to eat truma because she gets upgraded with her husband. Meis v'lahim menu ben, if that kohen dies and she has a child from that marriage, tochel b'truma, she could keep on eating truma because of the son that she has from that marriage. But then, what if they all start dying? Meis b'nami kohen, if the son that she has from the kohen dies, so there's nothing still binding her to the marriage with the Kohen, lo tochal b'truma, then she's not allowed to eat truma anymore, but she could keep on eating meiser because she still has that son from the Levi. Meis benami Levi, if the son from the Levi dies, lo tochal b'meiser, then she loses the right to eat meiser because the marriage to the Levi has no remnant anymore. Meis benami Yisrael, if her son from the Yisrael dies, so now she has no remnant of any of her marriages anymore, and chazaris l'beis avia, she goes back to her father's house, which means her father was a Kohen, and therefore she can go back to eating Truma again. Valzo nemar, and it's about such a woman that the Pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, v'shava el beis avia, kinureha milechem avia tochel, that she goes back to her father's house, like in her youth, she can go back to eat from lechem avia, which in this case is Truma. Now the Mishnah talks about a woman who remarried based on the assumption that her husband died. So, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha shalach bayi l'medina siyam. A woman whose husband went away l'medina siyam. So, the husband disappeared. And ubo va'omru la meispalech. Someone came, one witness came and said, oh, your husband is dead. V'nisei. So, she got remarried, trusting that one witness. V'achar kach bo bayla. Then her husband comes back. So, teitzi mizel mizel. So, she's not allowed to stay married to her original husband, nor to the husband that she has, she has picked up since he left. She needs a get from both husbands as well. She gets no ksuba payment. She doesn't get any of the produce from her personal property that the husband had taken. She doesn't get any support, any food. She doesn't get any of the worn out property that she brought into the marriage. From either one of these men. And if she took any of these things, the ksuba, the peiros, the mizonos, any of those things, the belaos from either one of the husbands, she's got to give right back. So these are what we refer to as kaladrach me'eluba, all the chumras that we throw at her. So the Mishnah tells us, v'havlan mamzer mizem mizem. Not only that, the children from each marriage are considered to be a mamzer. V'lo v'zev v'zev metamin la. And if she dies, neither of these men, if they are kohanim, are allowed to become tamei to her because they're not considered to be her relatives. Even though Kohen normally is allowed to be mitami to his wife, these guys can't because she's usher to both of them. Neither of these men has the rights to any mitzia that she finds, any mitzia daim she produces, or any afars nedarim that she does. If she's a bas Yisrael, she's possible for marrying a Kohen because her adulterous marriage to that second husband makes her a zona. So she now is a zona who's usher to Kohen, ubas Levi min a meiser, and if she's the bas Levi, she can't eat meiser, which normally would go to Leviim, and normally should be allowed to eat her father's meiser because this is part of the kenas that we impose on her. We take away the right to eat meiser. Ubas Kohen min a truma. If she's a bas Kohen, she loses the right to eat truma, which normally a bas Kohen is allowed to eat because she is a zona, so she's not allowed to eat truma. The ein yorshim shalze, the yorshim shalze, yorshim es ksubasa. The yorshim of neither husband will inherit the extra money, the tosefes, that was promised to her in her inner ksuba. Normally, in a ksuba, we add in a little extra, money that if the wife dies before her husband, where he's going to inherit her, so that when he dies, the son that she had with him will inherit the money that would have gone to the ksuba and the nedunya that she gave her husband, but not in this case. V'meisur, the husband died without any children. The brothers of each of these husbands can do chalitza, but cannot do yibum. Now, there are a lot of Tanaim that don't agree with all of these things, so the Mishnah just lists. Rabbi Yossi Omer, she does collect her ksuba from her original husband, because, she didn't really intend to go and commit adultery. She thought her husband was dead, so it was an innocent enough mistake. She shouldn't lose her ksuba. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Harishon Zakai B'mitzias HaMaisi that the first husband is actually entitled to whatever metziah she finds, whatever ma'aseh adayim she produces, and to be made for her nedarim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, bi'asa o chalitasa me'achav shel rishon, poteres tzarasa, that if either yibum or chalitza with the brother of the first husband will exempt any tzara from having to undergo yibum or chalitza, meaning if her first husband dies without any children, she can actually do yibum, and it will work. She can actually do chalitza, and it will work. And the child that she has with her first husband, even after she had gotten married to the second husband, is not a mamzer, because she was never really married to the second husband. She was really married to the first husband the whole time, because he wasn't dead. So that's if she was, if she got permission from the Beis Din to remarry based on an Eid Echad that her husband had died. What if she was told by two Eidim that her husband had died? If she got married without needing specific permission from the Beis Din, because two Eidim came and said that her husband was had died, well then, then, we have to be a little more makel, because two Eidim is like the highest standard of evidence in Jewish law, and she had two Eidim, so then she's allowed to go back to that husband, to that original husband, when he comes home. It's not her fault. There were two Eidim that had verified that everything was okay. So to review what we learned today in Perek Tes Mishnah Vav, we learned that if a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, she loses the right to eat Truma, and even if he dies but she has a son with him, she still cannot eat Truma. If she then marries a Levi, now she's upgraded to Meiser. If that Levi husband dies but she has a son from him, she could keep eating Meiser. If she then remarries a Kohen and she's now upgraded to eating Truma again, and if that Kohen husband dies and she has a son from him, she could keep on eating Truma. But then if the son from the Kohen dies as well, she can no longer eat Truma. If the son from the Levi then dies, she can no longer eat Meiser. If the son from the Yisrael then dies, she can go back to eating Truma, because her father's house, she was allowed to eat Truma. Her father's a Kohen, so she goes back to her father's house, and that's what the Pasuk actually refers to. And then, Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam, and the Eid Echad came and told her that her husband is dead. She got remarried based on the permission of Beis Din, based on that Eid Echad, and then her husband came home. So the halacha is we do all the chumras. Teitzei mizeh mizeh. She can't be married to any of them. She needs a get from both of them. She doesn't get a ksuba or peros, mizonos, or blows from either one of them. If she did take it, the money, she has to return all the money. The child from either one of them is going to be a mamzer. Neither is allowed to be metamiter if they're kohanim. Neither is entitled to her metziah, her ma'aseh adayim, or afaras nedarim. If she was a bas Yisrael, she's now a zona and she's pasul l'kuhuna. If she's bas Levi, she's pasul from Meiser. If she's a Bas Kohen, she's pasul from Truma, and neither of the husband's Yarshim will Yarshin her Ksuba, and if either one of these husbands die, the brothers cannot do Yibum, can only do Chalitza. But then we listed three different Tanayim that disagree with various elements of that. That Rabbi Yossi said that there is a Ksuba, it's the first husband's estate that pays a Ksuba. Rabbi Lozer says that the first husband is in fact entitled to her mitziah, ma'aseh adayim, and afaras nedarim. And Rabbi Shimon said she can do yibum with the brother of the first husband. And then we had said, to conclude the Mishnah, that all of that is if she got married based on Rishus of Beis Din, based on one aid. However, if there were two aidim where she didn't even need Rishus of Beis Din, well then there's no need to penalize her. She could just go back to her first husband because she had done nothing wrong. That's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis.